Where used to sell cattle long ago?
I would have to take them to Lishdall or at Keel, walk them there. We bought a distance of 16 or 17 Irish miles. We would leave home around 11:30 at night and be walking all night. Yeah, we were quite happy at it. I walked there at Keel when I was very young. And with a neighbour. And I stood there all day at the fair after he sold 20 out of 26 cattle. And had to drive them out to the railway and stood at the railway all day. There were enough wagons that evening, and at 7 o'clock, the man that bought them, he was a Mr. Murphy from Cork, would drive the cattle back in again into Ward's paddock inside the town of Ratkeel, and he left them there for the night. I got 2 shillings from my neighbour for driving cattle 17 Irish miles and standing all day at the railway. In the times.
And what time did you leave that morning?
We left at my own house. He collected me at my own house at around 11 o'clock at night.
Gosh.
And walked 17 Irish miles with 26 cattle. So, oh, we were happy. Banners then, you would leave around 2 o'clock or 3 with a load of banners at the horse's car. You'd go up to that key, little stall. And you would like to be there fairly early to get inside the gate in the stall, the first of the people coming in to be looking at your banners. So they all cab lined up, the same as you see motors now lined inside in the car park. So.
How much were cattle making then?
Well, today I'm talking about now a 4-year-old bullock, 12 tin apiece, my neighbour got for them for 4-year-old bullock.
Gosh. And pigs?
Pigs. I sold banners when I was very young. I sold them at 12 shillings a piece.